Welcome to another episode of the Growth Focus Podcast, where we bring together tech leaders from all around the globe to share their time, their insights, and their expertise with us so that we can all grow together. My name is Gary Lafter, your host and creator of the Growth Focus Partnerships, where we work with tech leaders and founders and help them build far better relationships, close bigger and better deals, and be seen and heard as the authorities in their niche. This week's episode, I'm really pleased to have Dante with us. And so without further ado, Dante, why don't we start by introducing yourself and just tell us who you are and what is it you do?
So my name is Dante. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm a digital marketer at heart. I'm sort of a serial entrepreneur. I've started several different companies, but two of them really stood out. That's impactworks.com and rocketlocal.ai. And the first one I started back in 2013. We basically dealt with medium to large size businesses. Then starting in 2020, I started another company called Rocket Local. It was rocketlocal.io. And then as AI came out, we moved over and integrated AI into almost all of our products.
Well, let's talk about AI. I mean, there's lots I want to delve into in our time together, Dante. So your journey into AI-driven marketing, you're obviously in marketing, you've been in digital marketing now for many years. But what led you to integrate AI into your offerings?
Well, I think that we felt that if we didn't, especially in digital marketing world, we'd be left behind very quickly. Pretty much everybody's integrating AI into their digital offerings. It just makes things easier and more streamlined. And actually, the results are better with it. Just because if you give it the right signal, you can get the really good results from it.
Yeah, that's the key thing with AI, isn't it? Is making sure you give it the right instructions, the right prompts to get the right answers. You know, as you say, if you're putting rubbish in, you're going to get rubbish out. I think most people now know that. But to dial it back a little bit with what you said was, yeah, if we didn't jump on board, we'd be left behind it. And that's certainly the case. Was there a particular turning point that made you see AI as a must-have as opposed to a nice-to-have?
Yeah, actually, in 2023, I had a brain bleed, which, I woke up one morning and couldn't move my arm. I looked at my wife and I was like, something's wrong. And she rushed me to the hospital and they did some tests and I had they had diagnosed that I had an AVM, which is an ulterior venous malformation of veins in my brain. And so I had to go to find somebody to do surgery. When I was in the surgery, they found a second blood supply and they were in there, instead of 3 hours for trying to fix this thing, they were in there for 7 hours or 6 hours or something. And during that time, I had several mini strokes and things got worse instead of better. And when I woke up, I was in the hospital and had to stay there for 3 months. Had to teach myself how to talk again, how to walk again, all that stuff. And during that time, it was weird because I knew that there was AI out there before I obviously went into surgery. But during that whole time that I was in the hospital and all this happened, I noticed that AI was becoming more prevalent. And about that time, ChatGPT came out. And back then, it was just like teachers not wanting students to use ChatGPT because it was kind of cheating, I guess. So I figured now it's like now or never, you know. And as I laid in the hospital for 3 months, I was hearing more and more about it. And then while I was in there, my wife was kind of taking care of a lot of my clients and all of that. When I got out of the hospital, I decided to actually move into the AI space and take care of it that way.
So AI is so competitive. Everybody has an AI element to their, especially when it comes down to marketing now, Dante. So you and I both know, we've talked about this before, it's very noisy out there, you know, and if anything, AI can simplify things. But it's almost confused more things because AI is used in so many different aspects. With everyone claiming to have AI solutions now, how do you differentiate Rocket Local in such a crowded market?
Man, that's a good question. It's really hard because we're actually doing a lot of things the other folks are doing. But I guess we take like an AI employee approach to it. So we market it in such a way that like hire your AI employees and they can do social media, you know, content creation, you know, website development, all that stuff, as long as you give it the right prompts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when it comes to marketing now, obviously you're an expert in that field. Any founders struggle with finding effective marketing solutions and effective marketing strategies? Because there's like the marketing 101, but marketing has really developed so fast, especially with AI. From your experience, what marketing strategies are working well now for small to medium-sized businesses?
Man, like SEO is a tough nut to crack. So we don't focus as much on that as we do sort of like, you know, automation and follow-up with clients is a really good thing and a really big way to get people to be on board, you know?
So this is the thing, we're looking to the future, right? So we know what's working, what's not working, but has there ever been something that you've tried in marketing which really just didn't work the way you wanted it to work?
Cold email outreach never worked, but it doesn't work for us anyways. So we kind of take an AI app to actually help with that a little bit by crafting better outreach emails and that sort of thing. But yeah, I would say cold email outreach is really the hardest thing it's hardest nut to crack there.
Could you explain how you used email marketing, cold outreach? Was it something you offered straight out to the marketplace? Was it the number of emails you sent? How did you go about doing email marketing?
Well, we actually get a list first from the client, and then we upload it to the system, and then we craft the emails and send them out. What was falling through the cracks was following up on who was opening the emails and how long they were looking at them and all of that.
Oh, see. Okay. Yeah. So there's quite a bit more to the email marketing. And so those who are listening on this particular episode, that, you know, you've got open rates, you've got positive reply rates, you've got the following up, you've got how long do you leave it. There's such a big aspect to marketing with email, especially in cold email, that, you know, even if you've had some probably experience in dealing with it and it hasn't worked, it's probably more, when you look at it, there's different aspects of that email marketing system that one could look at to see if we can make it work better. So let's go into the future now, and the future of AI in small business marketing specifically. Where do you see AI-driven marketing heading in the next 2 to 3 years, Dante?
2 to 3 years?
That's probably too far away, isn't it, really? Let's talk about the next 12 months. Let's talk about the next 12 months.
I'll be 12 months. Well, everything is getting automated to the point where you just give it a little, you know, the best prompt and it'll go out and do the whole, and it'll pretty much do everything. But, you know, I just see less and less people having to put time into like crafting emails themselves and setting up the automations. And it just, it'll inherently know when to send an email and what to say in it. You know, like use shortwave for my email and it went through my whole inbox and it read all my emails. So it got a context of like what my tone of voice was and all of that. And I'm telling you, it'll automatically respond to most of my emails and it'll do it in such a way that I'm like, it'll sound like I wrote it myself. So I think that's one of the things that's going to be even coming more and more prevalent just through everyday marketing.
That just sounds such an effective way to, you know, get more hours in your day. If you're not constantly tied to your inbox and you have AI who is responding in the founder's voice and in your voice and knowing what it is, that just seems to be... What a great way to go with AI.
Well, it's a huge time saver, yes. And you can spend more time working on getting clients instead of working in your business instead of on your business, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So when it comes to AI, what do you believe that founders should be preparing for in the next, you know, what should they be doing right now?
Man, I don't want to be a doom and gloom guy, but it's, you know, just reduction in workforce, you know, which is going to be a good thing for founders to a certain extent. Clients asking more questions about how it works and being more educated, having to be more educated on AI, I guess. Right. That's one of the things we find that we need to do is really kind of educate the client before and get them excited about AI. Because a lot of small to medium-sized business owners are sort of a little standoffish about it because they don't know enough about it. So the more we can teach them, the more successful we'll be.
That's an interesting point, Dante. Let's talk a little bit about that. Why do you think this hesitancy comes in with businesses, small businesses, when it comes to AI?
Well, when you look at like how it first came out and everybody was saying like, oh, AI is going to take all the jobs. And it was even went deeper than that. Like AI is going to like, you know, put an end to the human race and all that stuff. I think there was a lot of negative energy around that. And I think that, you know, a lot of that actually came from, you know, and I didn't see a podcast or an interview with Elon Musk without somebody asking him like, so what percentage do you give the AI like that's going to take over? And then even Sam Altman is somebody who said the same thing. And so I think a lot of people saw those things and kind of got it in their head that AI is inherently evil or something like that. But yeah. I think more it's just a lack of education and ignorance to what AI actually can achieve and what it's going to do.
So that being said, I think I'm a great advocate for educational-based marketing. The more you can educate your clients, the more you can educate your prospect base, the easier it is for them to buy because they now understand what they're doing. What steps are you taking, Dante, in your business to ensure that you're educating your prospects to what's actually out there and how it can be used to its best ability?
We try to do it through videos and emails. We have an online course coming out. So those are the things that we're doing. Explainer videos and short educational email blasts to let people like know exactly what services we offer and how it's going to help them through the use of AI.
And did you say you had a course coming up?
Yeah, we have a course coming up probably a little bit later this year. Just kind of giving people the basics of how we use AI in our digital marketing.
So when it comes to marketing, let's talk a little bit about founder-led marketing, Dante. Many founders hesitate to step forward as the face of their business. They'd rather sort of kick marketing to the side as quickly as they can and hand it off to somebody else, which isn't a bad thing. But how important do you think founder-led marketing is and founders had have an element in their marketing in today's landscape?
It's very important, I think. You know, I see a lot of founders now doing interviews like this or, you know, putting themselves out there more to kind of educate the client, you know, from their point of view, you know, so they know exactly, you know, it's sort of a top-down approach, you know, like this is what we want to do and this is how we're going to achieve it.
Yeah, that's really important. I think it's you've got to share the mission with somebody out there so they actually understand there's a human, because no matter what happens, whether it's AI, whether it's tech, people are still buying from businesses. Are still buying from people, ultimately. You know, they're buying from businesses and they need to understand the mission behind, the person behind that as well. And, you know, that leads really to, you know, I want to talk about, you mentioned it earlier before, your resilience. And, you know, when it comes to adversity, you had a major health challenge whilst running your business. How has that changed and shaped your perspective on entrepreneurship?
Oof. It is giving me a better appreciation for the people who do need help and giving me a little bit more, a lot more actually, kind of get up and go to actually get these things done and to make the businesses more successful through our services. So I think it's, I mean, you know, when I was in the hospital, there were so many people that were, you know, coming to help me and wrote and reached out to me. And I just kind of want to kind of pay it back in a way. So it's really important that I can do that and help people and their help people with their dreams and their business.
That's really understandable. I want you to look back a bit. If you could give young Dante one piece of advice about being successful in today's entrepreneur world, what would that one piece of advice be, Dante? And why would that be important?
Don't get discouraged. And keep moving forward cautiously and optimistically.
Yeah. I think the key thing there is keep moving forward, isn't it? And that's the main thing. No matter what, keep moving forward. So I have one last question for you, Dante, on our time today. What would be one message that you would like founders who are listening and watching today, what is one message you'd like them to go away with when it comes to business success?
Listen, when you think things are really bad, don't give up and keep moving forward and things will always get better. Don't expect and you can shoot for the moon, but don't expect it to happen like right away. And it's okay if it doesn't.
Yeah. What a lovely thing to say, because, you know, as I say, always shoot higher. I'm a great believer in audacious goals, big audacious goals, but as long as they're big enough, even if you miss, you're far more forward than you were before. You know, and that's the key thing. That's what I love about it. So Dante, thank you very much for sharing your time with me today and sharing your insights. If people want to get hold of you or speak to you or potentially work with you, what's the best way they can do that?
You can go to rocketlocal.ai or you can reach out to me directly at dante@rocketlocal.ai. And I will be glad to talk to you about, you know, whatever you want to discuss, you know, AI related or not.
Well, that's fantastic. I'll make sure your information is on the show notes below so they can actually just click in straight away. So thank you very much, Dante. Time always flies by so quickly when we're having these calls. Thank you very much for sharing your insights with us today.
Thank you too, Jared.
And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us for yet another episode of the Growth Focus Podcast. Now, if you've taken anything from Dante today, please make sure you put it into the comment or like it, you know, even if it's just made you think differently about what you do. But more importantly, please make sure you share this episode so other people can benefit from Dante and the other leaders that we have on this podcast. So until the next episode, make sure you keep striving, keep working hard, but make sure you are profitable. Until the next episode, guys, see you later. Bye-bye.